Up and down, all around, page 5. What is it that makes someone want to climb the highest mountains in the world or walk to the South Pole solo, on their own, pulling a sled? What drives a person to do that sort of thing? Is it a need for a physical and psychological challenge? Are the daily grind and more common activities not enough? Is it in human nature to explore the limits and go beyond? Or is it a need for adrenaline? It seems that there are more and more people taking part in extreme sports, testing the limits of human capabilities and striving further and further, faster and faster, for longer and longer. Marathon runners, hikers, skydivers, deep sea divers, motocross cyclists careening down hillsides, and the list goes on and on. They all push themselves to the limits. In your diary, explore what you think about the meaning of the phrase human nature. What is it and what defines it? Give examples to clarify your views. Holiday on ice. Vilborg Atna Gissurardóttir is a young Icelandic woman who has had her fair share of adventure and testing her limits. She's hiked up and over the Greenland Glacier, she's climbed mountains and walked to the South Pole, and she doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon. Vilborg's motto is, if you really want to do something, then you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. Vilborg has always had a passion for the outdoors and mountaineering, and growing up in Iceland provided her with an opportunity to experience the beauty and splendour of the Icelandic landscape. It also made her tougher. Icelandic weather is not always kind to outdoorsmen, and the mountains and the glaciers of Iceland proved to be a great training ground for the challenging expeditions ahead. In 2012, Vilborg crossed the Greenland Glacier, and in 2013, she became the first Icelandic person to ski solo from the coast of Antarctica and reach the South Pole. When most people were warm and toasty in their beds, enjoying their holidays, Vilborg was by herself on the ice of Antarctica. She started her trek on November the 19th, 2012, and her journey would last for almost 2 months. She reached the South Pole on January the 17th after covering more than 1,140 kilometres. One of her dreams had come true. Adventure gone wrong. The novel and movie Into the Wild is based on the story of Christopher McCandless, a young man who decided to live with minimal support in the wilderness of Alaska. It's a moving story of a young man's attempt to get closer to nature, both within and without. So many people live within unhappy circumstances and yet will not take the initiative to change their situation because they are conditioned to a life of security, conformity, and conservatism, all of which may appear to give one peace of mind, but in reality, nothing is more dangerous to the adventurous spirit within a man than a secure future. The very basic core of a man's living spirit is his passion for adventure. The joy of life comes from our encounters with new experiences and hence there is no greater joy than to have an endlessly changing horizon, for each day to have a new and different sun. John Krakauer, Into the Wild. What to wear? After accomplishing the feats required to reach the South Pole on her own, Vilborg was already preparing the next expedition, the Seven Summits. The expedition started in May 2013 and was expected to end nearly a year later. The summits she planned to climb included Mount McKinley, Dengali, Elbrus, Cartens, Vinson Massif, Mount Aconcagua, Mount Kilimanjaro, and finally, the intimidating but beautiful Mount Everest. These mountains are all on different continents, and Vilborg had to prepare for drastic changes in temperature and weather conditions. Packing for a trip like this can't be an easy task. It's definitely not like packing for the beach. While on expeditions, one of the things that Vilborg finds the most interesting is how simple everything becomes under these circumstances. It's you and the elements. It's the basic human needs that become important and crucial for survival. It is during those moments when you are alone with nature that you realize the magic of life and our planet. Mount Everest is located in Nepal, and it is the highest mountain in the world, with a summit reaching 8,848 meters. It's one of the most dangerous mountains on Earth and has claimed the lives of about 240 people. Do some research on this mammoth of a mountain and write a one-page essay on your findings. All through my life, I have been tested. My will has been tested. My courage has been tested. My strength has been tested. Now my patience and endurance are being tested. Muhammad Ali, The Soul of a Butterfly, Reflections on a Life's Journey. The power of Mother Nature. When it's just you and the mountain, it becomes clear how fragile we are as humans. In April 2014, while Vilborg was at base camp on Mount Everest, an avalanche killed 16 Nepalese guides. Vilborg, who wasn't in her tent at the time of the avalanche, felt lucky to be alive. The camp was destroyed. The avalanche came as a result of an earthquake that shook the mountain. 5 people in Vilborg's party died, and 9 were injured in the catastrophe that day. Tragedy had struck. Have you watched any movies or read any books about Mount Everest expeditions? If so, which ones and what did you think about them? If not, what can you imagine it would be like to experience an adventure like being on Mount Everest? In your diary, write about the items that you found most interesting or surprising. Do you think you would ever want to do something like this? Explain. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I have lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. Eleanor Roosevelt, You Learn by Living, 11 Keys for a More Fulfilling Life. The challenges make it worthwhile. So what makes this lifestyle so appealing, despite its difficulties? The Seven Summits project involved a lot of travelling and provided Vilborg with the opportunity to meet adventurers from all across the world. It also brought hardships. Chasing your dreams and living your life with passion must be rewarding, especially when you reach your goals and you've worked hard to get there. Individuals like Vilborg, who have achieved these things they set out to do, must experience a great sense of satisfaction. She uses her personal values, positivity, determination, and courage to help her along the expeditions. Goals that challenge our physical and emotional strength and endurance require persistence and determination. These endeavors are not easy. But then many of the things that are worthwhile don't come easy. They are hard to accomplish. They push us to our limits and then some. Maybe this is part of what makes it possible for humans to send a man to the moon and back again. Maybe the need to go further is part of our nature. Reflect and connect. In your diary, explore the meaning of the quote from Into the Wild. What do you think is meant by this? Give your thoughts on the topic and use examples to clarify your meaning. How could these words relate to Vilborg's expeditions? Diary. How would you prepare for an expedition like this? What are the things that you would need to survive? And how would you decide what to put in your backpack? In a one-page essay, write about what you think are the driving forces behind these types of expeditions. What is it that makes people pursue these types of dreams? Do some research on Christopher McCandless and write a short paper in which you summarise his last adventure. Make sure to cite your sources in a bibliography. Choose a particular expedition or adventure and do research on it. You may choose anything that appeals to you, either from this text or from other sources. You will need to present your findings to your peers. Watch out, there are many to choose from. Find out about the mountains in the Seven Summits expeditions and write a short report on your findings. Include information on location, weather, conditions, and ease of access. Language Bank. Daily Grind. Human Nature. To Careen. To Push the Limits.